It's the track record, right? Like, and it's just like Derek Jensen says, you know, it's like, I hate to bring him up again, but it's like, how many times have we seen activists doing the tree sit and doing this and that and the other, which is still commendable because they still face, you know, injury or even death. You know, but they're up in that tree and the chainsaws are buzzing around and cutting every tree around except for the tree that they're in. You know, it's, I don't know. It's like anybody who follows global climate change knows that we are completely in at the edge of, you know, catastrophe. And I don't know if you saw the Independent of London last couple of days. I think it was yesterday, even or day before yesterday, that a jury said that it was okay for climate change activists in England to cause damage to a coal-fired plant that was about to be open because the climate change situation is so freaking bad. You know, I just heard George Monbiot today, and you know, I kind of like that guy, but it was very telling. And you know what? I don't dismiss him. Basically, his point is that government is going to have to step in to make these changes in order to save our sorry butts here. And I don't dismiss that completely. But I think his main tactical error is that he dismisses the anarchists completely. And I just think that there's enough of a fucking problem for all of us to accept a multiple amount of tactics to attack the same problem because it's massive. So for Monbiot to say that the anarchists are wrong is completely, like, tactically, I think it's a huge mistake. And the same goes for anarchists to say that, you know, government is not completely a solution. It technically is wrong because at the end of the day, it's all really like once we decide that the environment and the climate has stabilized, then we can maybe just duke it out politically and figure out what's the best way to like go about living here is. But and maybe I'm just gonna get a whole bunch of fucking hate mail for this, but right now it's about like let's say you're in a fucking boat that's sinking and you have eight people arguing about how to best get the boat to not sink, and then while they're arguing, the fucking boat continues to sink, then you have no boat. So I think it's like the time of arguing is over. It's up to those eight people to plug the hole, and once they figure out that the boat is safe, then they can fucking have their own fight about whatever it is that they fucking want to fight about. You know what I mean? Like, it just seems like Monbiot could be making allies. It's almost like, okay, here's another example. It's almost like when you go to a protest and somebody smashes a bank window and they say, oh, that gives us all a bad name. It's like, it makes me mad because, you know, somebody smashing a bank window makes a huge statement and it causes economic damage to a bank that might be funding warplanes or whatnot, you know? And it's like, the guy smashing the window didn't go up to you and say, like, you know what? You holding that stupid sign is doing nothing to fucking stop the war in Iraq. In the same way, the people holding the sign should be respectful of the person who has an alternate tactic to express their dismay for the current situation. I think Monbiot and other environmental activists who hope that the fucking government is going to do something, be thankful that there's people out there willing to fucking their life and their liberty to stop the fucking world from fucking burning up.
It's like in Adelaide, that link you sent me, that in Adelaide the authorities were so concerned about the protest and the quote unquote feral anarchists that they decided not to have the arms fair.
Exactly. It's like, let's say There's enough fucking anarchists out there who say, like, man, if you even try to start that fucking nuclear power plant, we're going to go nuts. We're going to set the streets on fire. And that fucking power plant doesn't get open. Big victory, you know?
Yeah.
And we didn't have to do anything. We just have to look big. We just have to put our spikes out and say, like, hey, we're ready to act.